RadioSaintPete.com presents Job Talk with Dean Logan, live from our studios inside Big C in downtown St. Petersburg. Visit BigC.com to learn why top businesses turn to our experts to take their brands to the next level. BigC.com. And by Advanced Recruiting Academy. If you are underemployed, a college student, or looking for a career change, visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com to learn about the art of recruiting. In 90 days, the master recruiters at Advanced Recruiting Academy will teach you the skills you need to begin a rewarding career in the recruiting industry. They do this for free, and students can earn commissions during their training. Visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com, where they develop recruiters and deliver talent. Now, let's go live to Big C for Job Talk with Dean Logan.
Thank you, Joe Bordeaux, and welcome to Job Talk, the only radio program in Tampa Bay dedicated to talking about jobs. I'm your host, Dean Logan, and we are broadcasting today from the Big C office located in downtown St. Petersburg. I want to take this time to thank our sponsors, Big C and Advanced Recruiting Academy, for their support, and I also want to thank all those working behind the scenes, especially Thomas, for all of your help. And for those of you tuning in to Job Talk for the first time, you'll learn that it's my goal to talk with leaders of every employer I can in Tampa Bay, big and small, and every possible industry, so that anyone who's considering moving their business or making a change in their employment will know what it's like to live, work, and play in Tampa Bay. All of my guests are making a positive difference in the community, and listening to Job Talk is a way to get to know them just a little bit better. Plus, it's been a lot of fun for me to meet and talk with some very interesting people, and I've made a lot of new friends in the process. So before I introduce my guest, I want to mention that if you want to view the website while listening to the program, you can visit johnspassvillage.net. And you can also follow us live, as we can be seen on Periscope. You can view the stream by going to twitter.com/recruitacad and click on our live stream link. You can also add us on Periscope using the handle @ARAcademy. So I'm very happy to welcome my guest today, Sonny Flynn, the president of Johns Pass Village Association. Welcome to Job Talk, Sonny.
Thank you for having me, Dean.
And so before we talk about the work you do, you know, for the Village Association there, I'd really like to let everyone know about your background, and which is very interesting. And please tell us about yourself, and let's begin with, where are you from?
I'm originally from Pensacola, raised in Destin, Florida, which is in the panhandle between Panama City and Pensacola.
Okay. And so did you grew up there?
I grew up there.
Yeah? You went to high school and everything there?
Went to high school, graduated early, ended up being a Gator.
Really?
In Gainesville for a little while.
Yeah, you mentioned you graduated at 16 from high school.
I graduated 16.
Wow, that's incredible. Okay, and all right, so then what did you do after you graduated high school?
Graduated high school, attended University of Florida, graduated with 4 degrees.
Really?
Hotel, restaurant management, travel and tourism, business administration, and marketing.
Okay, so how did you manage all 4 degrees? And they're individual degrees, right?
They're individual degrees.
Not just majors?
Not just majors. I had ambition. I actually wanted to open my own sports resort when I, that was my idea, my goal was.
Okay, and so, so tell us about those degrees. What does hotel management really train you for?
It's a tourism focus. Mm-hmm. It's on hotels and providing service for travelers all around the world, or leisure, corporate, business. It focuses on running the operation from day to day.
Okay. And is that different degree than the travel and tourism?
Travel and tourism focuses on leisure travel mostly, but you had to learn all the airline codes and...
Really? Okay.
Where all the airports were and what the major sites in the world were.
No kidding. Okay. And then marketing as well. So that's that certainly would help in your business, right?
Absolutely. That's my passion, actually.
Yeah. And then business administration as well. That's pretty impressive, I got to tell you, Sonny. That's great. So after graduating, what did you do?
I went home to Destin, started with Sandestin Beach and Golf Resort. In their food and beverage department as one of their managers of one of the restaurants, and then grew my way up to assistant food and beverage director, running 7 of their outlets.
Really? So what kind of volume did you have there? Was it pretty...
Lots of tourists.
Yeah.
Well, and Sandestin is unique in itself. It has residential properties on there as well.
My goodness. Okay, good. So, and how long were you there?
15 years.
Okay. And then after there, you decided to come down
this way? I took a lateral position as assistant food and beverage director at the Hilton on Clearwater Beach.
And what kind of role did you have there again?
Assistant food and beverage director.
Okay. So how come you took a lateral move like that?
It was cold in Destin.
Yeah. You mentioned how many degrees colder in the winter?
About 20 degrees in the winter.
That's almost like a winter, huh? And here it's just so beautiful during
beautiful
that time.
It's beautiful all year long.
Yeah. Okay, good. So now how long did you work there?
2 years.
Okay. And then what'd you do?
I left there, became GM of Palm Harbor Ale House. Okay. And then left there to open Quaker Steak and Lube, which is a very unique concept. It was started in Sharon, Pennsylvania, in a gas station. It's an automotive-themed restaurant.
It kind of looks like a gas station from the outside, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. It's an automotive-themed restaurant. Bill Church was the owner, or is the owner, of the only one in Florida right now on 49th Street. 10,400 square feet.
Wow. Okay. And so what was your role there again?
Assistant GM.
Okay, good. And then, so all that training and marketing and all that came into play there, I'm sure?
It was fun. I get to go with Bill and pick out the memorabilia that went into the building, race cars, motorcycles.
Yeah.
We planned the first bike event together.
Nice.
We had 3,200 motorcycles in our first bike event.
Wow, that's a lot. Holy cow. Okay, so how long were you there then?
I was there a little over a year.
Okay.
With them.
And then you did what?
I left there and went into real estate.
Okay.
Everybody's favorite thing in 2006.
Yeah. And, not knowing 2008 was coming, huh?
Yes.
Okay. And so you were there just for a couple of years doing that kind of stuff?
Yes.
And then what?
Once the market wasn't good for me, I went into property management. I managed student housing over at USF. That was fun. That was 750 beds.
Wow. In Tampa?
In Tampa.
Okay. And so how long were you there?
I was with that Michelson Group for 5 years.
Okay. And then is that right before you took your current position?
That is.
Okay. And you're also, tell us about your current position, besides the fact that you're the president of Johns Pass Village Association.
I'm the company controller for Magic Beach Craft Brewing, Florida Winery, and Island Rags. It's owned by the Powers family.
Okay. And what kind, they have a winery?
They have a winery.
But they actually make everything right there?
Everything, all our beer and wine for both are made in Johns Pass.
Really? Okay. And... they don't grow grapes?
They don't grow grapes.
Okay.
We use fresh juice. So we have grape juice. We have other juices as well, strawberry. So.
And so how many different types of wine do you have there?
Several.
Yeah?
You know, we're known for our sangria, so we have white and red sangria.
Nice. Okay. And what were the other companies they have?
Mad Beach Craft Brewing. There's 16 beers that they make. Matt's getting ready to launch distribution, so you'll see it out on the shelves very soon.
Nice. Okay. And there's a lot of craft breweries that have come up in this area. And so what makes that one more unique a little bit?
You'd need to come in and see it.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's 7,000 square feet of brewery, and he has it's based on Caribbean and Florida restaurant.
Okay.
So the bus, there's a big bus in the middle of the...
Okay, good. And what was the other business that you
It's Island Rags. It's a gift shop.
Okay, good. Okay. And so my guest today is Sonny Flynn, the president of Johns Pass Village Association. And so let's talk about about Johns Pass. So how long have you been the president of the association?
I've been president for a year.
Okay.
I've been involved with the association for 5 years.
And so how many stores are in? Tell us about Johns Pass.
Johns Pass is very unique, and it has 100 merchants, 7 restaurants, 9 ice cream parlors.
And how did it get its name?
In 1848, a hurricane came through, and then it was followed by John Levesque, our pirate.
Okay. You even have John Levesque Days or something, don't you?
We have Pirate Days.
Yeah. Okay. And so, but tell us about that story. About Levesque coming in. Because I understand he was also a turtle wrangler.
The story is that he was a pirate, obviously. There's other stories that he was more about hunting sea turtles, and there was a problem with birds.
At that time. Mm-hmm.
We try not to spread that one.
Right. but it sure is beautiful there. And so it's so also John's Pass is known for its fishing.
Absolutely. John's Pass is the grouper capital of the world. We have over 1 million fishing charters that go out, both commercial and leisure.
Really? And so how many different, if I was wanting to go on a charter, I mean, how many options do you have there?
We have 5 water sports guides, is what we call them. We have Hubbard's Marina that will do half day, full day. They also do Dolphin Watch. We have Woody's Water Sports, Flying High, Eagle Parasail. You can do anything you want on those.
Right.
Jack's also is a charter.
Okay. But it's the capital of the world for grouper.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I actually saw that on a fishing show not too long ago. It was, those things are big.
Absolutely. And our mayor, who is also a fishing charter captain, he can take you right out there.
What's his name?
Mayor Travis Palladino.
Okay, good. And where does he work out of?
Well, he had live wire fishing charters until last year. So.
Okay.
But he can definitely knows where the fish are.
Yeah. So I just understand you also have a pirate ship there for kids?
We do.
Yeah. What's that all about?
It's free beer and wine if you take your kids out.
Really?
Okay. They do it twice a day. They'll do it in the morning, and then they'll go out for a sunset cruise as well.
Okay. And you also have dolphin watches there?
2 dolphin watch companies.
Wow.
Or you can watch the dolphins from the boardwalk. Absolutely free. We have a beautiful boardwalk. That's what makes us unique in John's Pass, is that we sit on the water of John's Pass, and then just feet away, there's a beautiful white beach.
You know, and always, every time I've been there, it feels like you're on vacation. And you actually live down there, too, so you get it 24/7, huh?
I do. I enjoy it. Madeira Beach is 2.5 miles long and 1 mile wide, and it's absolutely gorgeous.
That's great. That's really nice. And so, you know, tell me about some of the more interesting outlets there. Some of your favorites, perhaps.
Well, one of my favorites is the Spice and Tea Exchange. They offer hundreds of different teas and spices, and they're in little canisters, and you can select how much you want to purchase, and they make their own spices. My favorite's Pirate's Bite. It's really hot.
And what else do you like there?
WindWorks. Joe Falla does a great job with everything wind. So you have kites and charms and whatever, wind chimes, and it's just, it's fun.
I see. Okay, good. And you mentioned parasailing, eagle parasailing there, right?
Eagle, yes.
Yeah. So how do you get out? Do they take you out in the boat, or do you land on the dock or the beach or what?
No, they're set up there right on the boardwalk. So you just walk out to their little boat, and they take you out to the Gulf of Mexico. It's
really? Okay. That sounds like a lot of fun. And there's a lot of jewelry shops there, too.
The Bronze Lady and Things, Etc., and The Landing are 2 of my favorites, mm-hmm. or 3 of my favorites, actually.
Great. So. And so if somebody wanted to come down there, is there a place, do you have a lot of accommodations there? Are there hotels there? And small cottages, too?
Madeira Beach is more on the mom-and-pop hotels and accommodations. However, we do have a couple developments coming up in the next 3 years, so you can come down there. If you want to stay, we suggest Treasure Island. Treasure Island has the hotel rooms. John's Pass has the experience.
Great. Now, I'm looking at the website, and there's an alligator attraction there. I think you had a little experience with that, didn't you?
I did. That's how I got to John's Pass. Mm-hmm. I was the manager of the alligator attraction. Had no idea that being a gator, I would end up holding a gator.
Yeah.
I learned how to take care of an 8-foot alligator and all its little brothers and sisters. We had 50 alligators.
Really? At one time?
At one time.
Wow. And so so people come in there and they can see what an alligator's like. Can they hold them when they're there, too?
They can hold them. They can feed them.
The smaller ones, I'm guessing.
Yeah. The 4-foot. You can hold a 4-foot alligator.
Really?
You can hold a little baby 2-foot alligator.
My goodness.
They also have rescue animals. They have tortoises and bearded dragons and an aquarium with stingrays and sharks.
Wow. That sounds very interesting. And that's all right in John's Pass.
All in John's Pass.
Yeah, there's just so much there to look at. And you've got, you know, you mentioned the restaurants. What are some of the best restaurants there?
What do
you like? Anyway.
Boardwalk Grill. It's a small little cozy little restaurant on the boardwalk. They're from Philadelphia. They make the best lobster roll that I've ever had.
Okay.
Pirates Pub and Grub. Obviously, Mad Beach Craft Brewing, where I work, has the best burgers.
Really?
And okay. Pork nachos. And
nice. Okay. Well, my guest today is Sonny Flynn, the president of John's Pass Village Association in Madeira Beach. So, you know, let's talk about the Seafood and Music Festival that's coming up in a couple of weeks. So tell me about the, what are the dates for that?
October 27th through October 30th.
Okay. And this is what, your 35th this annual?
This is our 35th annual.
That's wonderful. And so tell us about each day, what really happens. Things starts at Thursday.
Yeah, we're excited this year. We've expanded to Thursday. We're kicking off at noon. You'll have live music on all three stages. Over the weekend, there's 26 different music acts. So it's going to be going on all three stages.
Are they local or music acts or anything that people might know?
Some are local. Some of them are headliners. Supervillains is from North Florida. We have Runaway June from Nashville. We have a local girl, Sadie Cannon, who's from Gainesville. So some are local, some are traveling.
And each day you'll have music?
Each day we'll have music all day long.
How many stages do you have?
Three stages total.
Wow, that's great. Okay. And so let's talk about Thursday. What happens that day?
We're pretty excited about Thursday's event. This year we have the Junior Chef Challenge with Pinellas County Schools Culinary Program. It's one of our charities. It kicks off at 4 o'clock. We have 9 teams competing.
Okay. And when did the festivities start on each day, Thursday?
Well, we vary the festivities, so we're hitting different crowds at different times. So.
But it actually opens at 10?
On Thursday, it opens at noon. Friday, Saturday, noon. And Sunday, it opens at 10.
Okay, good.
We need time to let the people roll in and
right.
set up.
Okay, good.
That starts bright and early before the sun's even up.
Okay, good. And so what else is happening on Thursday?
Thursday, we also have our restaurant challenge for it's for best seafood dish in Pinellas County. We have 6 restaurants in the area competing.
Who are they? Do you know?
I know... Yes. we have Hurricanes. We have Beachside Grill. We have it's Friendly Fisherman, Shubi Shack, and The Hut.
Okay. And so what are they, what is the, that's a challenge, but what is the prize?
The challenge for the restaurants is a $300 cash prize for the competing chef. They also get the bragging rights for Pinellas County because this goes over all of our websites and all our social media. And currently, John's Pass has about 30,000 followers. So
that's great. And so it's all seafood?
It's all seafood.
Okay. And during the challenge, can people sample those things?
Not during the challenge, but they do put out their promotional items, so we help them promote.
So who's judging this then?
We have our mayor, Travis Palladino. We have Zach from Z Grill. And then we have Chef Muth from the Don Cesar and Ron Diaz from Sports Talk Radio.
Oh, good. So that sounds like an interesting event. And so when does that take place? What part of the day?
That one's right after the Junior Chef competition. So that will be at 6 o'clock. And then we kick off our fishing tournament with a captain's party at 7.
And what's involved with that?
It's a party.
Yeah. Okay.
They have to be, all captains have to be at this party. They receive the rules and instructions on what fish and where they can fish and what time they need to be back in for the judging on Saturday.
Can anybody join that?
Anyone can join.
Really? Can anybody be a captain, if you will, and go out there?
Well, they have teams, and our fishing community knows how all that works. I count on Angler Armory, James Malls, and Jenny Malls completely on our fishing tournaments. Okay. That's what they do for a living. And
good. And so I understand that you can even fish not just in a boat, but a kayak
a
too.
A kayak. Or? We have a kayak series this year. So,
really?
Yeah.
And so do you have to bring your own kayak?
You You can, or you can rent one from any of our water sports guys.
Okay, good. And you, can you also fish right off of the...
You can fish off the boardwalk or seawall or anywhere else as long as you get that Spanish mackerel into the tournament on Saturday.
And so the Spanish mackerel, is that a particular fish that they need to catch?
That is.
Okay.
It's a it's Battle at the Pass Spanish mackerel tournament, so...
Okay, good. So if somebody got a grouper, they wouldn't be able to put that into the...
There are different categories. So, yes, grouper could be...
They could account for the
And we're giving $2,500 for the prize. That's our cash prize.
And how do you? How would you win? By the most caught or the most pounds?
Again, there's different category levels. Mm-hmm. So the mackerel tournament, it's more focused on the mackerel, but there's different categories. You can catch five different fish, and you'd be in there as well, you know.
I see. Okay. That sounds very interesting. Okay. So then that's all on Thursday, right? Okay.
Well, the kickoff is on Thursday. The fishing tournament is Saturday.
Oh, okay. Good. And what time does it start?
At 7 a.m.
Okay. Until?
The weigh-in starts at 3 on Saturday.
Okay. Boy, that sounds good. All right. Well, let's talk about Friday then. What happens on Friday?
Friday is near and dear to my heart as well. We're doing a Hooked on Life. It's for American Cancer Society. It's Relay for Life. It's a kids' event. We're doing relays with beach balls and fishing rods. And so it's all, they have to cast a rod into a bucket, or they have to do a crab walk, or they have to do leapfrog with potato sacks, like the old fun time. And all it's all donation-based. It's fun for the kids. And that's from 4 to 6.
And what are the age group for the kids?
It's all ages.
Really? Wonderful. Okay. Is there a prize or anything for that?
All the kids get prizes for participating.
Yeah.
So they'll all have something. They'll all go home with something.
So any parents listening that want to bring their kids, they'll definitely have a good.
Absolutely.
Okay, good. And so I understand that there's also a great Halloween contest that day.
The kids' event stops at 6 on purpose because we have the adults come out at 7. The adult Halloween costume party is the largest block party in Pinellas County. It's our Halloween contest. This year we're giving $3,000 to the first place winner.
$3,000 for a costume. That's a great prize.
Second is $1,500 and third is $500. So it's a big deal.
How many years have you done that?
This is our sixth year for the Halloween block party.
Yeah. So what was did you do the Halloween costume thing last year too?
Yes.
So what was last year's winner?
Last year's winner actually was Edward Scissorhand, and it was a young lady, and she did a fabulous job.
Okay. And well, that's great. Okay. So what else is happening on Friday?
We have live music all day. Like I said, we have three stages. We have a kids' beach zone this year. We've never had anything this massive. We took over the beach. So we're going to have bouncy houses, big slides, face painters, balloon things, everything for the kids that you can think of right there on the water.
So that would be the day pretty much if you were going to bring your kids. That would be a really good day on Friday.
Absolutely.
Okay, good. So now let's talk about on Saturday. That's an interesting day, too. you have an international event, if you will, right?
We do. We have paired up with St. Pete Thrill this year, and they're going for their world record to the Thriller Michael Jackson dance. We have 200 zombies coming to do Thrill around the world. They have to do it simultaneously around the world at the same time. So in St. Pete, it's 6 p.m., so Madeira Beach will be 6 p.m. We have a Michael Jackson impersonator that will be on stage at 5:45, and they'll do the Thriller dance at 6.
And so this goes throughout the world.
This goes throughout the world.
Right, at their local, or at that time, which is 6 p.m.
our time.
Mm-hmm. So they could be doing it early in the morning other places and late at night in other places.
Absolutely.
Wow. And so what is that called again?
It's Thrill St. Pete. Thriller around the world. Thrill around the world.
Great. And so can people join the zombie dancers if they wanted to?
They could.
Okay.
At this point, if they can learn that dance perfectly, right. Yes, they can still join. They can go to stpetethrill.com.
Okay, wonderful. And they can get more information there on it?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's their charity is Ready for Life.
Tell me about that charity.
Ready for Life is a program with our school system to help our high schoolers get ready for life.
Okay.
It's a good program.
And are these people kids that might have some issues?
They could have some issues. It could be some smart, intelligent kids that just don't know what direction they're going.
Oh, good. So it's for everyone then?
It's for everyone.
Oh, wonderful. Perfect. Okay. And so so that charity again, just let everyone know the name of that again, please.
Ready for Life.
Okay, good. And where are they located? Like, where are they headquartered, that charity?
I believe it's St. Pete.
Okay, good. All right, nice. And then Sunday. Now, Sunday sounds, each day has a lot of interesting things going on, but Sunday has a very interesting one. Tell us about that.
Sunday, we are going for our world record Bloody Mary toast. Last year, we started this toast record with 305 in Fleming, Ohio, challenged us with 423, and then Racine Farmer Market in Wisconsin beat us with 637, has threw down the gauntlet, and this year we're trying for 1,000.
So we want everyone listening to come out on Saturday.
It's on Sunday.
Sunday.
Sunday, be there by noon, so you get your Bloody Mary. We're doing the toast at 12:30.
Okay, perfect. And where is that held, anyway?
We're doing it at the main stage.
Okay, and that'll be easy to find there?
Absolutely.
Okay. And so how many people do you actually anticipate being there over the course of the 4 days?
I don't want to scare everybody.
No? Okay. Well, how many last year then?
Last year we had 145,000 people.
Wow.
Over 3 days.
Okay. And now this is over four.
This is over four. We are trying to grow this festival to number one in the United States with 200,000 people.
Well, that sounds like a good goal. And I understand that you're also going to be crowning a queen.
We are crowning a queen this year.
It's a little bit of a secret, though, huh?
It's a secret. The founder founded this festival 35 years ago and has been an integral part of Madeira Beach. She's been a mayor. She's been a commissioner. Anyone that knows her loves her, so.
Oh, that's great. Okay, and so anyway, she's going to be crowned. So I'm not sure that she's exactly listening, hopefully, but if not, that'll be. And what time will that be happening?
That'll be happening right after the Bloody Mary toast.
Okay, so around 12:45 around
there? About 12:45.
Nice, okay. Well, perfect. And so I wanted to talk to you, too, about so is there enough parking there?
Parking has always been an issue. Especially with 200,000 people, tourists, we do encourage you to ride PSTA or contact Free Beach Ride. Or we have expanded our parking to the Treasure Island Community Center and Madeira Beach Marina and 150th Way with free shuttles and a free ferry on the Madeira side.
Okay, good. All right. So my guest today is Sonny Flynn, the president of Johns Pass Village Association. And so tell me, we really only have time for a few more questions. So let's talk a little bit about jobs. How many jobs have been created in the village?
We have an estimated 1,500 jobs in off season, and we triple that with 5,000 jobs during season. Season's February to August normally. Mm-hmm. We've seen some shoulder seasons. However, those shoulder seasons are going away, so okay. We're retaining employment.
So if somebody was looking for employment, a good time would be early on in that?
In January.
Yeah, to start looking?
Start looking in January.
Okay. And also for the festival itself, I understand that you're looking for some volunteers.
We have 3,200 volunteer hours, so we need 800 volunteers.
Really? Okay.
This is a big event.
Yeah. And I think, they're in four-hour shifts?
They're in four-hour shifts.
Okay. And so what do they get if they, and what kind of jobs are they? Are they helping to do?
Well, we have ticket sales. We have hosts that will actually give directions, welcome people to the village, make sure that everybody's taken care of. We have our beer truck and bars positions. We have a VIP tent this year that needs attendance. Zip code collectors.
Really? What is a zip code collector?
You have to. We receive funding from Visit St. Pete Clearwater. We have to prove heads and beds for our grant money. So okay. We need to let people know where they're from. So they collect the zip codes.
Okay. And so for 4-hour shifts, that's just enough time to really have fun. I think the volunteers get what, a T-shirt?
We're giving them an appreciation party on Wednesday night, and it's pizza and sodas and beer to introduce them to the village. They get a T-shirt and $15 in food tickets.
Oh, goodness. So that equals what, 15 food tickets? Yeah, really, just about. That's wonderful. Okay. And so if somebody really wants to find out about that, can they look on your website? Or how early do they need to apply for those positions?
Those positions are available. They can go to johnspassseafoodfestival.com mm-hmm. under our volunteer tab and fill in the blank.
Okay. And then just show up. Okay, wonderful. That's
great. We have a volunteer coordinator that will be in contact with them, tell them where the park. It includes parking as well. So.
Oh, perfect. Okay, well, that's great. You know, and this brings us to the interview tip of the week, brought to you again this week by Fitroom Express. So if you're an employer wanting to create a healthy environment for your employees, have a Fitroom installed in your office today. You can contact Pete at fitroomexpress.com. So, Sonny, if somebody wants to apply for a position, say at your current company or any of the companies you ever worked for, what one piece of advice would you give them?
Be prepared. Okay. Dress to impress.
And if they're applying for a restaurant position?
You still want to dress for the position you want. You want to dress to impress. You want to make sure you have a pin.
There you go. That's good advice right there. Okay, perfect. So also I want to talk about some other upcoming events that you have. I think you have about 6 other events?
Johns Pass Village is hosting 6 other events this year. We have our 2 Christmas events. December 3rd is our Jingle Bell Tournament and Tree Lighting. December 10th is our 50th Anniversary Boat Parade. So we'll do a tree lighting to kick off the boat parade in Madeira Beach. We have an inaugural chocolate festival.
Wait, that sounds excellent. When is that?
John's Fast Chocolate Affair is the last weekend in January, so it's the 28th and 29th. And then we'll be doing St. Patty's Day in the Pass, March 17th and 18th. And then in May, we do a pirate pub crawl benefiting Pinellas County veterans.
Wonderful. So there's always a lot going on there, huh?
There is a lot going on.
Wonderful.
My goal is to have an event every month.
Really?
I need the volunteers to do it.
There you go. Okay. So, you know, at this time in the interview, I like to get my guest's opinion on the area. So for those listeners considering new locations for the family or business, you know, what would you say to them, you know, if they're considering a new home? What would you recommend this area and Tampa Bay area in general?
Tampa Bay area, definitely. My area of Madeira Beach is fabulous. I live and work there, and I wouldn't be anywhere else.
Yeah. Well, like I said, it's just like you're on vacation all the time, right? So if somebody wants to learn more about the Seafood Festival and Johns Pass in general, how can they do that?
You can go to johnspassvillage.net for the village and johnspassseafoodfestival.com for the festival.
Wonderful. So, you know, Sonny, I just want to thank you for being here today. It was really interesting to learn about this festival and learning more about John's Pass. I've been there several times, and it's just lovely there. I highly recommend everyone going if they get a chance to do it this weekend, in 2 weeks, right?
Absolutely.
Wonderful. So thank you again for being here.
Thank you, Dean, for having me.
My pleasure. So you've been listening to my guest today, Sonny Flynn, the president of John's Pass Village Association. It's located in Madeira Beach. For more information about the Seafood and Music Festival and John's Pass, check out the website at johnspassvillage.net. I know there's another website, but we don't want people to go to that one. So you want to go to johnspassvillage.net. And now it's time for Job Talk Alumni Update. And there are 2 events I want to mention that come from our friends at the Island Reporter and the City of St. Pete. Tomorrow, Thursday, October 13th, the Muppets movie will be shown at North Straw Park in downtown St. Pete. So you can grab a blanket, a low-lying chair, and picnic to enjoy the music beginning at 6 p.m. The music's going to start there at 6 p.m. by Charlie Morris Band. They're a good band, so you're going to enjoy that too. And the movie starts at dark. And refreshments will be available for purchase, and it all starts at 6 p.m. And it's always a lot of fun for the whole family. And the second event is Pops in the Park, being held on October 15th, this Saturday, starting at 7 p.m. at the Vinoy Park. And there you can enjoy music, which will include Star Wars, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Broadway musicals, the producers, and South Pacific, as well as classical favorites. And that all starts at 4 p.m. with a pre-concert festivity with food trucks and other music. There's a free shuttle service courtesy of St. Pete Trolley from the Sundial Parking Garage and goes right up to Vinoy Park. So be sure to bring canned goods for the Tampa Bay Harvest. It's a great cause to help feed the homeless and others needing food. And also my shout-outs today. My first shout-out goes out to Jason in Denver. I look forward to working with you in the near future, and to some new friends, Karen and Rick in Apollo Beach. And I just want to say to everyone, I hope you'll take the time to check out the Radio St. Pete website and explore all of the music and shows that are featured. If you can't listen live, check out the archive section where you can listen at your convenience. There's something for everyone, and new shows are in production too. You can also listen to past Job Talk shows, and you'll find some really interesting and fun podcasts there too. You can download the free app and listen anywhere you take your phone, tablet, or computer. That's RadioSaintPete.com. Also, if you enjoy listening to this program, please tell your friends and let me know if you have any suggestions for future guests on Job Talk. Plus, we're always looking for talent and contributors to the station. You can send those suggestions to me at DeanLogan@RadioSaintPete.com. You can also send me a tweet or follow me on Twitter, at Job Talk Host. So I want to give special thanks to Joe Bordeaux, Zooey, Kat, Joe, and the entire Big C team. I truly appreciate all of your support. And as always, I want to end Job Talk with this final thought and say to everyone listening, if you're thinking about relocating your family or business and are looking for a great place to live, work, and play, you should come and visit and take a look at all St. Pete and Tampa Bay has to offer. I'm glad I did. I think you'll be glad you did too. So thanks for listening, and until next time when we talk about jobs, this is Dean Logan. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Job Talk with Dean Logan, a presentation of RadioSaintPete.com and broadcast live today from Big C in downtown St. Petersburg. Visit BigC.com to learn why top businesses turn to our experts to take their brands to the next level. That's BigC.com. And by Advanced Recruiting Academy. If you are underemployed, a college student, or looking for a career change, visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com to learn about the art of recruiting. In 90 days, the master recruiters at Advanced Recruiting Academy will teach you the skills you need to begin a rewarding career in the recruiting industry. They do this for free, and students can earn commissions during their training. Visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com, where they develop recruiters and deliver talent. Listen again next week at this same time for Job Talk with Dean Logan, live from Big C in downtown St. Petersburg.